a mistake. With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Olivia in Aurora. I'm sort of confused by this. So you're wondering if your relationship is a match or a mistake because he is engaged?
To another woman, yes, but...
Oh.
He has promised me he won't be going through with the wedding.
Oh.
And listen, I know it sounds like a terrible person or
Olivia.
Something that you can do, but honestly, what we have is so real.
Okay.
I love him.
Okay.
And he loves me.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. How did you meet this engaged man?
Yeah, because was he engaged when he met you? I need a lot more details to try to understand how to help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a Tuesday morning, and we were in line for bagels at Schneider's.
Okay.
And it happened last summer.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the sparks flew. We had the bagels together in that crowded little diner.
You met randomly, at the diner, or you guys had made plans to meet at the place?
I was just going to get a breakfast bagel, and there he was.
So you met him in person, in the wild, this engaged man. Going to get bagels. Okay, so you sat down and had a bagel together?
Yeah, and to be honest, he didn't let me know that he was in a relationship.
Oh, okay, of course.
You know, it could, because it was just a platonic thing.
Oh, so it was just like, oh, I'm a friend.
Yeah, and it was just kind of flirty.
Yeah, there's nothing ever platonic about it, but sure.
What? I mean, we didn't know where it was going to go, but he's just so hot.
Okay.
And here's the thing, when he did get engaged, he told me.
Okay.
And I will admit, I was shocked. But he was honest because he said he felt like he was pressured to do it.
How long after you guys met did things become romantic? Like, how long has he been cheating on his now fiance with you?
Wow. Why do you say it like that?
Well, we got to call a spade a spade, right?
Happening. I believe that you have real feelings for him, but...
And I don't think Carla said that in a shaming way, but we're saying what it is, right?
I mean, I don't know. Like, probably it was like a month into things getting serious.
Okay. And so you're like, with this guy who is now engaged, and like...
I am trying to be empathetic because you are calling us because you need help. It's really hard as a woman to be kind about this because this has been going on for so long. There's somebody on the other end of this relationship that is going to walk away extremely heartbroken, who at this exact moment, and I want you to understand this, at this exact moment, thinks that they're going to get married to the love of their life, who is out here playing house with the girl he met at a bagel shop. Like, it's a little... hard.
The other thing, though, is, you know, if you're listening right now, the question is this relationship a match or a mistake? It's Olivia and Aurora, and she has fallen in love with somebody who is engaged. Easy to judge that on the surface. We don't know all the ins and outs. We do know that they met at a bagel places. I guess the thing that I kind of think is, like, maybe it is a match for these two. Like, if it's so easy for him to stray from somebody that he just got engaged to, when you propose to somebody, that's got to be like peak boyfriend girlfriend, and
right.
If in that moment you're interested in somebody else, maybe it's best to move on to that person and save all the stress of getting into a marriage.
Because when it's real, it's real. I can see if this was like planned, we were on a dating site, we were on an app, like, that's not the case. We're standing in line, we got some bagel, and stuff happened. And he said he felt pressured to do it.
Right.
It was something that his family wanted, something that she had talked about, but it wasn't like he set out to find someone new.
So what do your family and friends say?
I mean, listen, I know it sounds a little icky being the other woman, but I've always been encouraged to follow my heart and make a decision for myself. You guys are acting like I'm holding a gun to his head, telling him to leave his wife. That's not the case.
No.
I think that he should end his engagement. If he loves you and if what you guys have is real, I think it's better for him to end that and go with you. But why hasn't he?
Well, yeah. Has he said when this is supposed to happen?
Well, he said that he was going to do it, like, because he got engaged after a month that we left. We've been talking now for about 3 months, and he said last month he was going to call it off.
And he hasn't done that yet?
He hasn't done it, and the clock is ticking.
Right, because they're going to get married one of these days.
Oh my gosh, Mom.
So you're wondering how much longer you should give him? Like if this is a match and you should keep waiting, or if this is a mistake and you need to leave?
Hold on, because listen, he could be the right person. Yeah. It's just a long time. But if it's a situation like I should leave him alone, but I don't want to miss out on the love of my life.
Right.
I've never felt this way about someone before.
Well, this is Match or Mistake, and I'm so curious to hear from the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia in this situation. Is it a match or is it a mistake? 877-591-9696. And think about all the angles before you respond to that question. But this is an unusual situation to be in at the very least.
Now it's up to you.
So this is kind of a wild match or mistake today on B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. We have Olivia in Aurora who is, her boyfriend is engaged to someone else. And she's trying to figure out if this relationship is a match or a mistake. He said he was pressured into getting engaged.
And he's saying he's going to end it. He's going to end the engagement and be with her. And she's like, is this a match or a mistake? Because he hasn't done that yet.
Oh, 877-591-9696. We need help from the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia. Roxanne, in Libertyville, you say it's a mistake. Why is that?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like this woman is in hardcore denial.
Yeah.
She's having a hard time even hearing it out loud. But the fact is that this is a huge mistake because this man is going to get married. He is not going to leave the person he's with. And he is, and I feel bad for his fiance because she's marrying a piece of trash and she don't even know it.
Yeah.
But like, he probably has several other relationships going on right now. And it's like, I feel bad for this woman because I feel her and I hear her say that, you know, she doesn't want to miss the lover of her life, but the love of your life would give anything to spend another moment with you and would give up anything and everything just to be with you. That's what the love of your life would do.
That's a very good point.
What this man is doing.
And your theory is that he might have a whole roster on the side. And you know what? I've never been in this situation, but it seems to be when there's these affair things where somebody's married or something, they're always like, I'm going to leave. But it just now is not the right time.
And you know, it's like, shut up. Right. Now's not the right time to have two girlfriends.
Well, when you're engaged and planning a wedding.
And I totally appreciate you noticing too, Roxanne, that our girl, Olivia, she can't hear out loud what's actually happening. Like when I point blank period said, you are the other woman and there's somebody who thinks she's getting married, like you're hurting someone. She was like,
she reacted to that. Like, hey, that's not. Right. Yeah.
She is the side chick, and she needs to say it out loud. I am the side chick, and that's all she will ever be.
Roxanne is going to sit her down and say, you need to say this out loud. I am the side chick.
Sesame Street mode. Yeah. Repeat after me. Yeah.
All right, Roxanne. Appreciate your take, and have a great day, okay?
You too. Love you, babe.
Love you too.
Andres in Hoffman Estates, you say it's a mistake. What is your opinion on this whole thing?
I think it's a mistake because if he leaves his current fiance and goes to be with her, what makes him say he won't do it to her?
Right, yeah.
You lose him how you got him is such a real saying.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah.
It also points out to me that if she's okay with dating someone who's in a serious relationship like this, it speaks that she's done it to her partner in the past before. So,
about
her character.
Well, you know, it speaks about her character. I don't know. We can't confirm that.
Right.
You know, that's an assumption. But, yeah, it does. Like, she's definitely not somebody who would date an engaged guy. You know what I mean? Not to, you know, I'm not trying to defame her character.
Right. And it's not even like, even if she's saying like, well, I didn't do it on purpose. The minute that I hear that someone is engaged, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm not. Even a girlfriend, even talking to someone, I'm like, you're busy.
Get me out of this.
Yeah.
Because you also don't want to talk to somebody who's like into somebody else.
Right.
On any level.
I don't need to convince you.
Thank you, Andres, and have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Oh, he just hung up. Okay. So give us like 4 minutes. We have two people waiting on hold who say this is a match.
I'm very curious to hear.
I want to know how on earth this could be a match. We're going to dive into that, and we're going to see where Olivia stands. Coming up next, it's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96.
Let me talk to you.
Let me talk.
Moog's Mega Minute is coming up at 8:40. A chance to win $1,000 with 10 trivia questions. Easy, breezy, get some cheesy in your wallet.
I thought you were going to say wallet easy because you were just rhyming
in your wallet easy.
Yeah, on a Friday easy.
That's right. That's coming up at 8:40 on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings and Match Your Mistake with Olivia and Aurora, who her boyfriend is engaged to somebody who's not her.
And it's giving sleazy.
Yes, it's an interesting situation. We want to know, is there any way that this can be a match, or is it obviously a mistake? Everybody so far has said this is a mistake. This is not a good situation when guys or girls who are married say, oh, I'm going to leave them eventually.
No.
Or do you end up just kind of being a side piece forever?
It's a tale as old as time, I fear.
Though, Bruce on the South Side says it's a match. Why?
Hey, I'm saying it's a match because both of them are so delusional that they deserve each other. He needs to let the innocent fiance go so she can live her life and they can sit around and just spread lies to each other.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Spread lies to each other is
go ahead.
And as the saying goes, the way you find somebody is the way you lose them. So she'll be calling in about a year saying match a mistake, how her fiance was cheating on her with somebody else.
Yeah.
It's just rough because I keep thinking of this future bride.
Mm-hmm. Who's planning a wedding?
Yes, right. Because
totally innocent.
Because no one's saying that, like, cheater and cheaty aren't meant to be with each other. Maybe they are. Sure. Crappy start to a love story.
Yeah.
But I keep thinking of the future bride who right now is like, I'm going to get married to the love of my life.
Yeah.
And he's over here at Schneider's. Bagels.
Flirting. Yeah. No, that's a good point.
They're eating bagels while she's out doing cake tasting.
So you're saying let that be a match. Just let them go so that this other person can move on with their life.
Yes, and just let them simmer and be delusional together.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Bruce, for that. And have a great weekend, all right?
All right. You guys, too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Olivia. It's up to you. Obviously, this is your relationship. You heard what everybody had to say about this. Your boyfriend is an engaged guy. Is that a match or a mistake?
It's a match because I'm going to follow my heart this time. I'm not going to make a mistake. I've waited my entire life to feel this special connection with someone, and I feel like the universe brought him to me. And that's it. I'm not going to deny the matters of my heart because when you know, and right now I know. He's for me.
Yeah. He's your everything, Bagel.
Yes. And you can even toast it and put some cream cheese on that.
Wow.
Okay. So are you worried at all about, I guess, maybe some negative karma or you lose him how you got him or anything like that? How do you, like, have you thought about the other person that's implicated in this?
Carla, people die every day. Things happen. Life isn't meant to stay the same.
Okay, Vanessa Hudgens. People are going to die.
Inevitably. And I understand that, but you are, you know, causing harm to a person. So I do want you to think
about... No, that's not fair, Carla. I'm not causing anything. And I'm sorry to yell at you like that, but I don't want this to be a thing where fingers are pointed at me. I'm not the one that's engaged. I didn't plan to see this happen. It's not like he was engaged when I met him. That's not the case here.
Yeah.
But I just know that I want to stay true and honor my heart. And regardless, it's still his decision. And if he opens it up that it's going to be an opportunity for us to be together, I'll be ridiculous if I don't take that.
And I think the part of, and I understand that, I really do, because I do think that if you two are meant for each other, then go be with each other.
Yeah.
But I 100%, and we can both genuinely agree on that. If that is your person, go be with him. However, I want to make it clear that this is something that needs to happen today. Like, he needs to stop hurting this other person, because that's not your fault, but it is his.
Yeah.
Because he is who is doing the wrong.
He's got to make his move there, but you know what? We just wanted to facilitate this conversation, and it's not really our place to decide for you, so sending you all the best wishes moving forward there, Olivia.
And thanks, he should end it.
Really,
he should end it with his fiance.
Yeah, and to be honest, it's not like she knows just now, so it could just be a thing where he says, babe, I want to cut it off.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Good luck.